And so I want to start our talk today with two readings. One from Psalms, and if you have your Bible with you, turn with me to Psalm 32 and verse 8. And in verse 8 of Psalm 32, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. I will counsel you and watch over you. And then turn with me to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And that particular scripture I remember when my son, Clinton, was going into grade 7 at Treverton College. And I wrote that verse at the beginning of his Bible, on the front page of his Bible. And he reminded me recently about that. And that is the kind of guidance that we want to give to our children, to our families also, to trust in the Lord with all our heart. But I love the Message Bible version. And it says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. And it's everything you do and everywhere you go. Trust God in everything. Listen to his voice. And as you heard Pam say today, our lesson is about listening to God. How many of you are good listeners? Well, don't put your hands up, because the person next to you might say, but you never listen. So just be careful about that. How many of you believe that God has a plan for your life? Now you can put your hands up if you believe that. That God has a plan for your life, that he has a plan, as it said just now in the Message version, that he has a plan to keep your life on track. Yeah, he does. He has a plan for each one of us, and we all know that scripture in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, don't you? I know the plans I have for you. You know that verse? Plans to prosper you and not harm you. And that is God's heart for us. But can I ask, I think the important question is, if you believe, as you just said, that God has a plan for your life, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? What is your part in that? And I want to think there's at least two things that you need to do. How are you going to know about his plan? You need to listen. You need to listen. And having listened, what good does it do? And I thought this morning when I was combing my hair, what good would it do if I looked in the mirror and I saw that I hadn't combed my hair and I walked away? You'd all be looking at me rather strangely this morning, wouldn't you? Hey, with bushy hair. But that is how it is with God's voice. We mustn't just listen to him. We have got to obey. We've got to do what God says to us. And so I ask you the question, when last did you ask God for direction and guidance in your life? In the big things, in the small things. When last did you ask God? Just think about that for a moment. When last did you ask him about what house to buy? What car to buy? Which job to take, or which town to move to? Which varsity course to follow? Which person to have a relationship with, or which person to marry? And then we wonder when things go wrong. And if you honestly look back, we've done one of two things. We've heard God, but we haven't obeyed. And we've gone our own way and decided for ourselves what we're going to do. Well, otherwise, we haven't listened at all. And it's one of those two things. And then we wonder, but Lord, I love you. I try to do everything that you say. But when we do not obey, when we do not listen and obey, it is of absolutely no value to us. And we're going to miss out on all the blessings that God has in store for us if we don't listen. And if you're like me, when it comes to prayer, I tend to talk a lot to God. And I go to him with that list of things that I want or things that I need, of people that I'm praying for, of things that I want to thank God for. And then I end off amen after that. And so often, if you're like me, we can miss out on God saying, listen, as who said just now, listen to God in that, I think it was Pam, in that soft voice, God saying, I want to talk to you. I want to tell you what I want, what I plan, what my plans are for your life. But we're in such a hurry to get that list of things done, and I'm saying this is me, not you, okay? Get through that list that we do not stop to listen to God. And that, for me, should be the most important part of our time praying and spending time with him. And so, as I said, so often we miss what God is trying to tell us about his plans for us. And I thought, and this is the teacher coming out again, and I think we've all heard it, God had a purpose in giving us one mouth and two ears, didn't he? And why? We listen more than we speak. And quite often, if you're like me, it can be the opposite. We should listen twice as much, at least, as we speak. How does God speak to us? How should we be hearing God's voice? There are many ways in which God speaks to us, and maybe we can just draw up a list now. If you can tell me, how does God speak to you? In what does he speak to you? Some hands. Sheena? Through the scriptures, through other believers, through people, yes. Through dreams, we are talking just now about, Pam spoke about dreams and visions. Sorry? Fellowship. Through fellowship, that's being with other believers. Circumstances, very important. Through creation and nature. Anything else? Through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, yes. Sometimes an actual voice. Through worship. There's so many ways. And there may be other ways in which God speaks to you as well. We didn't say prophecy. I don't know, did somebody say prophecy? He speaks to us through prophecy as well. When you think about it, which of those ways has God spoken to you in recently? I had the privilege last week of going with some friends to Lake Eland down at Oraibi. beautiful nature reserve. And as I walked through there, I was just so conscious of this amazing Creator God that we serve. You listened to all of the birds that were singing, and I was there with a couple of birders, and so they were able to identify the different voices. So when I walked alone, I became far more conscious of the different sounds of the birds. I have no clue about all their names, but I was just amazed by this beautiful symphony of songs that I was hearing. And there were people also who love flowers, and we would stop and look at the variety of flowers, the colors, the shapes. And then there were animals, from the little dung beetle walking on the floor to the big giraffe. And I just praised God for His creation, because He speaks to us through that beauty. And at night, because it's very dark out there, the beauty of the sky, and you realize that He is, and we sang, the God of the galaxies, and He has created all of that for us to enjoy. And I think the mistake that some people make is that they end up worshiping nature rather than worshiping the one who created that. And so, yes, God talks to us through nature, and we've got to recognize His work, the works of His hands. We spoke about dreams and visions, and we know that in Joel 2, verse 28, and it says, "Afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and young men will dream dreams, and old men will see visions." So I don't know, if you're seeing dreams and I'm seeing visions, but God speaks to us in dreams and visions. And I can think of a dream that I had maybe 15, 20 years ago. And when I told my wife about it in the morning, she says, "You've got to write that down, and we've got to get somebody to draw that picture of what God was saying." Because it was an amazing, it'll take very long for me to share that whole dream with you, but it was an amazing prophetic dream for both of us, which God brought into being later. And we went to a flea market one day, and there was an artist there, and we went and told him what it was. And he turned out to be a pastor. And he says, "I know what you're talking about." And he captured what I had said. But God talks to us in dreams and visions. Someday we'll talk about that dream. And that is what God does. We heard also that God can talk to us through circumstances. Some good circumstances, some not so pleasant. But His word tells us that all things serve for good for those who love the Lord. So even those difficulties He can use as a blessing for us. But isn't it, in terms of circumstances, you come to a closed door and you say, "Lord, what do I do here?" And His word to you is wait. What do we sometimes do? We kick the door open, and then we wonder later on, why did things not work out? Sometimes it could be through illness, sometimes through the death of a loved one, that God can talk to us as well. There's just so many ways in which He can use circumstances to talk to us. I don't know if we said just now that God can talk to us through our own desires as well. If you look at, and don't turn now, but Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." He doesn't just say He will give you the desires of your heart. He says first, delight yourself in the Lord. And what does that mean? Stephen, what would you think delighting yourself in the Lord would mean? Absolutely. Yeah. Enjoy your relationship with Him, who He is to you. And then He will give you the desires of your heart. But sometimes we are led by our desires. And towards the end, I'm going to say to you, one of the things, all of these things that we're talking about now, what we need is the gift of discernment. Is this God talking to me? Is it God? Is it of God? And how will I know? And my late wife, May, often said to me when we were praying about something, and she would ask me, how do we know that it is God's voice? And I would say to her, John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. So, as His children, we should know the voice of God. And we heard just now, sometimes there are conflicting voices in our heads all at the same time. But we must listen to the voice of God and hear Him and follow what He is saying. I spoke just now also about prophecy. And we were in a meeting on Monday night where the gift of prophecy was operating. And how I wish, it is really something that I wish for, is that those gifts would operate more in this fellowship. There are so many gifts. And the gift of prophecy, where God speaks through someone, that is so important to build up our faith. And we need to trust God for that gift of prophecy. And somebody, I think it was Heather, said, sometimes He speaks audibly. And some people have been blessed to hear the voice of God. And, you know, I think that's an amazing gift if you're able to hear the voice of God and to hear Him audibly saying what His will is for us. And Psalm 37, verse 7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Wait patiently for what? For Him to do what? To speak to us. He wants. You know, I often think our prayers can be a monologue, us talking to God. But relationship in a marriage, in a friendship, should not be a monologue. If I had a friend who always just wanted to talk to me and didn't wait to hear from me, that's not a friendship. He wants dialogue with us. He wants us to talk to Him and to listen to Him. And as I've said, that gift of discernment is so important that it's not our flesh or another voice that is speaking, but the voice of Jesus. The other thing, of course, that is so important about listening to God is that with all of those things in nature, in dreams and visions, circumstances, our own desires, through other people, and I didn't mention that, through other people, sometimes God speaks to us through other people. A word in season when there is something that you need in your life. And God uses someone. And sometimes it can be the most unlikely person that God uses. I mean, if God can use a donkey, why can't He use us? You know? And sometimes He speaks to us through sometimes the most unlikely people and gives us a word in season, a word that we need in our life at that moment. And then, as I said, also through prophecy. I said I would talk about listening prayer. And for me, that is one of the best ways to experience my relationship with God, listening prayer. We're at the beginning of a prayer time. We say to God, Lord, I'm going to be silent. I'm coming before You, and I want to hear from You. I want to hear what Your will is for my life. I want to hear what Your plan is. And so, Lord, I'm going to be quiet. And you know how we hate silences, eh? We want to cut them short very quickly, but wait on God. Just wait. And the two things that are important, expect that God will speak to you. Expect that He will speak to you. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. As I said, the main thing is that whatever it is, whichever of those ways in which God talks to us, will never conflict with Scripture. They will never conflict, and that is a very important test. Lord, I need money to buy a house or whatever. Rob a bank or take something at work. That cannot be the voice of God, isn't it? He knows that I need something. I've asked Him something. I haven't waited for Him to answer, but my desire, my flesh leads me. And we need to know and hear the voice of God speaking to us. So it will never conflict with the Word of God. And when we look at the Bible, there are hundreds of examples from Genesis to Revelation of God speaking to His people. And I've listed a couple, and it could take us the whole day if I went through the whole list. But in Genesis 12, verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and so on. And God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham obeyed." In Exodus 4:13, it says, "The Lord said to Moses," this was when Moses was having that dialogue with God at the burning bush. And he says, I can't speak well. And the Lord said, "There's Aaron, your brother." And then in Joshua 1, verse 1, Moses had just died, and God was talking to Joshua and talking about him leading the people into the promised land. Isaiah 8, verse 1, "Then the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write." And there's all of these in which these ways, and a couple of others. In which God spoke to His people of old. Acts 11. And it was Peter. "And the Spirit told me," that's Peter saying, "to have no hesitation in preaching the gospel." Acts 6. It was about Paul, where the Spirit forbade him from preaching in Asia. And we could go on, and God speaks to His people, and sometimes audibly, sometimes through all of those other ways, but primarily He speaks to us through His Word. And we must never forget that. All of those others are amazing, but if He's not talking to us, if you're not in His Word, we need to correct that, because that is really the way in which God tells us about His will, His plan for us. And as I said a bit earlier, we must expect God to talk to us. We must expect to hear from Him. It's critical. In John 16, verse 12 and 13, He says to the disciples, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth." And that is really the people of the Old Testament and us in the New Covenant. The amazing thing that we have is the Spirit of God within us to guide us. And God is able to speak to us through His Spirit and to lead us and to guide us. And so if we don't spend much time in the Word, how are we going to know the will of God? If we believe that His will, and I go back to that first lesson that we had where we prayed, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How are we going to know God's will if we do not read His last will and testament for us in here, where He has everything that we need for our lives? We have to spend time trusting God and listening to Him. I was interested that in the Gospel of John, Jesus is quoted 25 times saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you." Or otherwise, He would say, "I tell you the truth." And scholars believe that what He was saying there is, what I am telling you is so important that I need to emphasize that you listen to what I am saying. And that is so important, that we listen to what God is saying. I did a talk at a school recently at a prize giving or awards day. And in preparing for it, I read that research says that adults make at least 35,000 unconscious decisions a day. That's the unconscious decisions. And children, they let off a little, but they make about 3,000 unconscious decisions a day. And I was thinking, imagine in my life, if unconsciously I depend on God's leading for my life, 35,000 times a day, unconsciously. And I, because I'm listening to Him, and because I've surrendered my life to Him, these decisions are within God's will. And obviously some of them are silly things like how many times you brush your teeth, when you're going to work, do you turn left or right, and a whole lot of other decisions that we make without even thinking about it. How much more would it be then if all of our decisions, conscious and unconscious, are in line with the will of God? If we hear Him and if we believe, as it said in that message version, that He will keep us on track. And if we have Him guiding us and keeping us on track, 35,000 times a day plus, and I'd imagine we make even more than 35,000 conscious decisions, how would our lives then not be in line with the will of God for us? And so the important thing that I'm saying is the Word of God, Scripture, the Bible, is our main way of hearing God's plan for us. It's the main way of God speaking to us. And we need to be listening. We need to be expecting that God will speak to us. Now, one of the ways in which God does speak is in our quiet times, in our devotion. When we've got the Word of God, we sometimes have aids that help us to read the Word. And aids must never replace the Word of God. They help us to read the Word of God. And such an aid is an ancient way of reading Scripture, and it's called Lectio Divina. Spiritual reading, lectio meaning reading, and divina is spiritual. And it's an ancient way of reading the Bible in a way where we are waiting on God and expecting Him to speak to us through His Word. There is an app that's been devised from that, and it's an app that I would really highly recommend, and it's called Lectio 365. And it's an app that a number of us do use as part of our devotion. But it is along the same lines as Lectio Divina. And I just want to tell you a little bit about Lectio 365, because it's blessed me and my wife. We used to spend our devotions going through Lectio 365, and it's blessed us immensely. And it involves, firstly, finding a quiet place. If you want to listen to God and you don't want competing voices or competing noises, it's important that you find a quiet place. And being still in God's presence. And you're invited then to ask God to speak to you. And Lectio 365 has a weekly theme based on the scripture reading. And last week it was about the life of Isaac, and this past week it's been about the life of Moses. And it revolves around, and Tanya, I'm hoping I've got the right thing, an acronym, P-R-A-Y. Am I right? Thank you. Pray, and that's what we're talking about at the moment. And the P stands for pause and be still. And we invited, and there's no time limit, to just pause and be still in the presence of God. R is rejoice with a psalm and reflect on the scripture. And there's always a psalm, and then there's a scripture, which is the main part. And we reflect on that, and you can spend as much time reflecting on that scripture. Remember, this is spiritual reading of the Word of God. We want to hear, Lord, what is it that you're saying to me today? What is there something in this Word for me that you want to guide me with? And then A is asking God for His help. Whatever it is, Lord, that you're saying to me in the Scripture, I cannot do it in my own strength. I'm asking you, please help me to do what you are asking me to do. And lastly, the why is yielding. If we do not yield our lives to God completely, we're not going to get everything that He has in store for us. And so, P-R-A-Y, pausing to be still, rejoicing with a psalm, and reflecting on Scripture. A, asking for God's help, and Y, yielding to God's will in my life. Wonderful thing about this is that it has soothing music, background music at the same time, which helps you to meditate on the Word. And it's amazing how that blesses. And there are a number of pauses throughout, pauses for you to reflect and to pray. And there's prompts also to help you connect with God at a far deeper level. And then it asks you, what word or phrase in the reading spoke to you? What is there in the reading? What is God saying to you in that reading? And I love the fact that there's an evening lectio as well. And the evening lectio helps you to reflect on the day that has been. Lord, I heard you this morning. Did I listen to you? Did I obey you in the way I live today? And it gives you that opportunity to reflect on the day that has been. And then it also helps you, obviously, if you have not, to repent, and then to prepare you for a peaceful night's sleep. And I really want to recommend that if you find Lectio 365, it's an app which is easy to find, but there's a number of us who have really been blessed over a number of years in using that, among other But as I say, it leads you to read and get a deeper relationship with God through His Word. So I'm saying, as I conclude, God speaks to us in many ways. Are you listening? Are you giving Him a chance to talk to you? If not, how are you just blundering from one place in your life to the next and not hearing what He has? Because I often go back to John 10:10, and where, you know, the Word tells us that He wants to give us life, and life in all its fullness. One of the versions says, life in abundance. And that's what His plan is for us. And if we don't hear His plan, how are we going to reap the benefits of what He has in store for us? I want to end by reading the prayer that Lectio 365 ends with. And if you'll allow me to read this. And it says, this is how every morning it ends. And it says, Father, help me to live this day to the full, being true to You in every way. Jesus, help me to give myself away to others, being kind to everyone I meet. And Spirit, help me to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all I do and say. Amen.